Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast for us, not only for the Double Dominican, nor to be the solemnity for us, Franciscans, is also a feast. We actually call him Holy Father Dominic, probably because he was the first cord bearer of St. Francis. He and St. Francis were friends, and after having gone to a holy prelate and been interviewed by a prelate, St. Dominic, coming out of the, after they came out of that interview, St. Dominic asked St. Francis for his cord. Having seen such great humility in St. Francis, he asked for his cord, and St. Francis gave it to him. But also by the fact that he too is the founder of a great order, known as the Order of Preachers, or for his own, for a name for him, Saint, the Dominicans. One of two who are known as mendicant orders. Those orders which beg for their own sustenance. They go out. They live in community. They work together. They pray together, etc. But they go out and they beg for their sustenance. The other order, of course, being the Franciscans. And the reason they are known as the Order of Preachers, and this is a very important thing, and this is basically the thread we see throughout today's readings. St. Dominic, who by this who was already a canon regular, therefore following the rule of St. Augustine, noticed the need in the face of a particular heresy that was growing, particularly in southern France, known as Albigensianism. And in the face of that heresy that was quite growing, he began the Dominican order in order to preach the truth to those people. Initially without success, so he was also given help by Our Blessed Lady. We are told it was to him that Our First Lady first gave the prayer that we know today as the Rosary. Perhaps the most favorite prayer of Our Lady herself, who was given to many, but she gave it first to him and said, use this prayer when you're preaching. So he did, and he was quite successful. And that is what is handed down into us today, and it's so important today in time when there's such a serious need for us to tell the truth, to preach the truth, to bring the truth to the people. And also in order to combat the evils we have in our society, that we're immersed in our society today, that being the prayer of the Holy Rosary. And Our Lady down through the centuries has pleaded for us to pray. She told the children of Fatima each time she appeared to them, pray the Rosary every day. And as we know, they most certainly did for the rest of their lives. Actually, they would pray many rosaries every day. How it is needed, and we must give ourselves to it too. Pray constantly. You see, Our Lady, Mediatrix of all graces, can and will help us. She wants to help us. She's there to help us. She's waiting for us to turn to her and ask for that help. And so she pleads with us to pray the Rosary. And we have many examples down through the centuries of its great success. Particularly to give us that strength to be able to go out and bring the truth to the world, which so desperately needs it today. Let us then, following the example of St. Dominic and through his intercession, seek that strength, that grace from our Most Blessed Lady. Pray that rosary every day and seek that courage to go out and bring the truth to the world. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever.